Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Earl Brown. Batting second. The third baseman, Pinky Whitney. Batting third. The left fielder, Hirsch Martin. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Maury Arnovich. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dolph Camilli. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Atwood. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Del Young. Batting eighth. The shortstop, George Sherin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bucky Walters. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Bucky Walters. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Woody Jensen. Batting second. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshott. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Archie Vaughn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gus Suhr. Batting sixth. The catcher, Al Todd. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Lee Handley. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bill Brubaker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Brandt. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ed Brandt. And now, play ball. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. One out. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney takes first base on ball four. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brubaker juggles the ball. That's an error on Brubaker. Whitney moves to second. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitney scores. Martin moves to second. It's 1-0, Phillies. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martin scores. Arnovich moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Phillies. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood strikes out. There goes Arnovich. The throw from Todd and Arnovich is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into left field. Dickshott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brubaker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walters moves to third. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Whitney hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Arnovich, who is chasing the ball. Soor reaches third base with a triple. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a pop-up towards third. Whitney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Arnovich hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Jensen. Arnovich reaches second base with a double. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Camilli hits a pop-up towards first. Soor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Atwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Arnovich moves to third. Dell Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young takes first base on ball 4. Atwood moves to second. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Vaughn fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker strikes out. One out. Ed Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Arnovich. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown bunts towards the mound. Brandt fields it and throws to first for the out. Walters moves to second. One out. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Whitney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Soor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitney for the out. Walters moves to third. Two outs. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brubaker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickshot hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Camilli fields the ball and throws to Walters covering. Safe. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Soor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vaughn moves to third. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0 for 1 in the game. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Walters's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. Vaughn scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Phillies. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Todd. The throw from Atwood and he is out, Young applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Pirates 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Arnovich hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Phillies. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Camilli takes first base on ball 4. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Atwood strikes out. One out. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Handley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 2 in the game. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Vaughn fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0 for 1 in the game. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Camilli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Handley for the out. One out. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Brubaker hits a fly ball into center field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Pirates 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Walters hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Todd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Whitney hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Walters, and towards Young, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Arnovich, who is chasing the ball. Vaughn reaches third base with a triple. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Soor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Pirates 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brubaker fields it and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to second. One out. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Camilli strikes out. Two outs. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Atwood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Handley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Todd hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-2 in the game. Handley takes first base on ball 4. Todd moves to second. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Brubaker hits a fly ball into center field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Todd moves to third. One out. Lloyd Wehner pinch hits for Ed Brandt. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a fly ball into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Todd scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Phillies. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Camilli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jensen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Pirates 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Mace Brown now pitching. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Young strikes out. One out. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-3 in the game. Sherin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Walters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sherin moves to second. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Whitney hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0-for-3 in the game. Wainer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Martin. Wainer reaches second base with a double. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0-for-3 in the game. Dickshott is called out on strikes. One out. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Camilli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vaughn for the out. Wainer moves to third. Two outs. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Soor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Pirates 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Arnovich bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to second. One out. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Camilli takes first base on ball 4. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Atwood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martin scores. Camilli moves to third. Atwood moves to second. It's 4-2, Phillies. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 5-2, Phillies. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brubaker fields it and tags Atwood, for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Young. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Todd moves to second. Red Lucas pinch hits for Bill Brubaker. Red Lucas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. Todd moves to third. Handley moves to second. One out. Jim Tobin pinch hits for Mace Brown. Jim Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Todd scores. Handley scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-4, Phillies. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sharon fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 5, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 4. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.